You're listening to a podcast from 702.
So let's start with that COVID situation in the country as we battle the second wave of the pandemic. 806 new COVID-related deaths announced overnight. 18,555 new cases over the past 24 hours. The number of recoveries now stands at just over a million as well, recovery rates of 80%. The Medical Research Council saying the first week of 2021 produced a record number of deaths in the country, just over 20,000 excess deaths. But what does this actually mean? So let's unpack this a little bit with Professor Debbie Bradshaw, who is the Chief Special Scientist at the MRC Burden of Disease Unit. Prof, thank you very much for your time today on the Midday Report. Can you explain to us what these numbers mean and what are they telling us about the second wave?
Good day, Mandy, and to your listeners. We've been reporting the weekly number of deaths that have occurred in quite almost real time, but obviously, it does take a little bit of time for deaths to get registered and counted. And what we've seen during December is very much the impact of the second wave. And the week that included Christmas had a shocking number of deaths. It was the highest number that had occurred in the year. And the week following that, with New Year, was even higher. As you mentioned, we estimated that there were 20,000 deaths that occurred in that week. Usually, there should be about 10,000 deaths if all things were equal. A bit higher in winter than at the end of the year, but it's literally double the number of deaths.
Mm. So for those that haven't necessarily been following this, when you speak about excess deaths, does this include the COVID numbers or is it, natural causes? What does it mean about the way that we are recording our COVID deaths?
Okay, so with our system of monitoring, that 20,000 is deaths from all causes. But what we've done in addition is separate out the natural causes, whether diseases or old age, from what are called the unnatural, which are the car accidents and homicides and suicides, because the COVID would be fitting into natural death. And focusing on just the natural death, the increase in that last week is so abnormal. We think it's, although we don't have information to confirm that it's COVID, but that unusual peak is coinciding with the second wave of the pandemic, and we really do believe that the majority of those are deaths from COVID.
Sure. Professor Debbie Bradshaw, the Chief Special Scientist at the MRC Burden of Disease Unit, thank you for unpacking that for us. So just another look at that second wave and how serious it is and just how much death there is at the moment. You know, we know that according to the government statement, there were 800 new COVID-related, 806 to be very specific, COVID-related deaths announced overnight. And the Medical Research Council saying that in the first week of 2021, we produced a record number of deaths in the country.